Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I love that song from Dolly. You better get to living, y'all. This is the time. And you know who picked it? My good friend, Wayne Peacock. He is here in the studio. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. We go way back.
Yeah.
We've got stories.
Little tap dancing here and there, you know.
Little theater experience. But he's here today because he has gone in a different direction in terms of his professional life. He is an extraordinary realtor. And he is with the Peacock Group, which is, of course, with you being the leader. Mm-hmm. You're affiliated with Levin Reinke Realty, which is one of the best firms in town, no
yes,
doubt about
ma'am.
It.
You heard it here.
So tell us about you. This is your first time on the show, so
yes.
I'm so excited to have you. And tell us about you, because I know you as a theater person,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know as much about you as a realtor. How did you get started in this? And give us a little background for listeners that may not know you.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me here. I'm really excited to be here and have this opportunity. To talk with people. I got into real estate several years ago. My background is healthcare. I was military. I've always been healthcare. Even in the military, I was
mm-hmm.
healthcare. And so I moved away several years ago, and the hospital I worked for, small hospital, was purchased by a larger hospital. Fast forward, they said, hey, we'd love for you to stay on, but we need you to move
right.
a couple hours away. And at the time, I had I've got an entrepreneurial spirit. So
I know.
I had a restaurant and a bakery in this small town in North Carolina, and where they wanted me to move, larger hospital, 2 hours away, but through the mountain, like through the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, gosh, what am I going to do now? I can't really move.
Right.
And good friends here in Pensacola are in real estate. And, you know, they've been trying to get me into real estate for years. And I was like, nah, it's not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, now or never, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
I decided I would give it a try. And this was back before COVID. So you actually had to go to class.
class?
So I had to drive 2 hours through the mountains to Asheville, North Carolina, and
mm-hmm.
take a class, and I loved it. I started, you know, there's a lot to real estate that people don't realize. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people think it's just opening a door, but it's really, you know, there's so much behind the scenes that our clients don't know. There's a lot of fiduciary. In North Carolina, we had a specific fiduciary or financial and legal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
We have that here, too, but it's a little bit different. Florida works as transactional brokerage. You have to opt in to be a single agent here, whereas in North Carolina, single agent was standard.
Oh,
so
okay,
that
that's
meant
interesting.
You had to
yeah,
give,
that's
yeah,
different.
Mm-hmm, that meant you had to give all the fiduciary. So for me, it kind of I still do the same thing.
That's kind of a good setup, actually.
It really is. And so I really loved the law aspect of it, the
mm-hmm.
negotiating aspect of it, and just that you know, it's a service industry.
Well,
and,
absolutely.
You know, my background is service driven.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a way for me to now kind of be in control of what I was going to do. That's one of the things I love about real estate.
Right.
Is there's really no ceiling. I can stay at home and do nothing and make no money.
Right. It's kind of up to you.
or, you know, I can get out in the community and do the things I love doing
mm-hmm.
and meet more people and then in turn help more families.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of fills my cup from the service side of things.
Right.
And then, again, like I said, I love being in control of my time, so to speak. I mean,
well, sure.
You know.
Well, you are a person. I mean, I'm so happy that you're back because, you know, you're coming back to family here.
Yes.
You have a big family here, friends. And of course, Wayne, I've mentioned already, is a fantastic actor, director, producer. I've seen his work over the years. Oh, no, you are fabulous. But then this gives you that flexibility and freedom to
yes.
continue to do that and have a successful real estate firm.
Yes, and I stay involved in the theater. Again, I love being involved in the community, and I do a lot of videos. I mean, in this day and age, you kind of have to.
Right.
And I always kind of joke, but it's not really. I love Pensacola so much. I moved here twice.
Right.
So, which is true. When I had the opportunity after COVID, we sold our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, before I open another one, let's go back to Pensacola, where I've got friends and family, and you know, my theater group is my family.
Right.
I do have some family here, but I'm not originally from here, if you can't tell by the accent. I'm from South Carolina, was in the Air Force, so I've moved all around. And
thank you for your service, my friend.
You're welcome. I loved it. I love the military. And a lot of my business is still military. I mean, I just kind of naturally gravitate toward active duty and veterans because I'm in a lot of those groups. And, you know, I have my military relocation credential. So
wow. See, I was going to say that you have that personal experience as well, because it's difficult and it's very transient. And so I know as a for me, being a buyer and a seller in the, over the years, this all of this intimidates me. I've got to have somebody I can trust and will hold my hand and walk me through it. And I know you're that kind of person.
And I definitely try to be, and that's how I train and develop my team. I am a very rigid person, I would say. I'm a type A, you know, if you couldn't tell. But, you know,
that's who I want on my team, though.
Exactly. For me, it's all about checklists and timelines, which real estate is.
Yes.
If you miss a deadline, that can cost your client thousands of dollars. And mistakes happen, so, you know, you try to avoid those mistakes. But one thing that I've found, because I'm not perfect as much as I'd love to be, if something does go wrong, you just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're transparent, and you make it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always say, if you're there, if you're always coming at real estate from a place of service, and you really are there to help your client, not just make a paycheck, you're going to be fine. You're going to do what you need to do. Your clients are going to trust you and refer you. Referrals are a big part of what we do, people telling other people about us.
Of course.
And, you know, so I don't joke about this, but I have my kind of tagline for my military, and I've kind of pulled it across everything, is mission, math, move. Always going to talk. You talk to your client, right? And if you're working with a realtor, hopefully everyone does something similar. But, you know, your first call, and in today's age, people get a little annoyed, I think, because we're so instant gratification.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to click on a link and never talk to anybody. And who knows? We may get to that one day where you never talk to anybody and buy a house.
Not me. Sorry.
I hope not, because I don't have a backup plan. But you know, we always talk about that first. I call it my discovery call or my discovery meeting, where we just talk about what are your goals as a buyer or a seller, and that becomes what our mission is.
So initially, if someone wanted to come to you, Wayne, and they were thinking, okay, I'm thinking about selling, so how can you tell us a little bit about your product and how you help somebody who's coming to you saying either selling or buying, a little bit about how you do, your team does it.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking me that. I would love to share that. what we do, and every market is different, and every time frame is different. So we're in a very unique market in Pensacola right now, where we're not seeing as big of impact of what's going on in the market as some other places, because we're still a very desired area. However, we are being affected by it. So we've got longer days on market. Buyers are coming in and asking for more things up front. So what I always do, that first meeting is always, okay, we're going to talk about our process, because it is a process. We're going to go through what the market is actually telling us right now your home is valued at, because none of us have a crystal ball. It is dependent on what the market's doing. And sometimes we get it spot on, and sometimes we have to make some adjustments because, you know, maybe we didn't get the number right to start with.
Right.
And that's always the difficult part, because sometimes the number we know and what the seller wants, there's a pretty big delta.
I want to sell my house for $1 million. Whatever do you mean?
And you know what, Meg? I would love to sell your house for $1 million, because guess what? We both make more money if that happens.
But it may not be realistic.
Unfortunately, Meg, the market is telling us your home is valued at X.
Right. So not $1 million. I'll just tell you.
Not $1 million. Same here. I wish it was.
Me
I'd
too.
Sell it and move to, I don't know, the Bahamas.
There you go. Okay.
So we go over that, and we have the process of how are we going to go to the market? What kind of marketing are we going to do? Are we going to do open houses or are we not?
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Right. Some people love open houses. Some people hate them. And you know, other agents always kind of give me a little hard time, because I'm honest with my clients. open houses don't always bring buyers.
Mm.
They do bring more people for me as your agent to meet.
Uh-huh.
But what I say is no publicity is bad publicity. So why not do an open house?
Sure.
Why not invite the neighbors to come pick your house apart?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people don't like that. They get uncomfortable. And it is difficult when you're living in the home. So
you still feel a little vulnerable sometimes, I would imagine.
Well, exactly, because this is where you've put most people, the largest transaction they will ever do is the home they live in. So it's hard not to take it personally.
Right.
When somebody comes in and says, and, you know, most of us have cameras and things
mm-hmm.
today. And somebody comes in and says, oh, my God, who would pick this color? You know, or, oh,
right.
my God, who would like that? And it's your family heirloom that your great-granny left
yeah.
you know. So
yeah.
You do have to remove. That's one of the first things I say to my clients is you got to depersonalize it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we go on the market, your home is a product. It's now a property and not your home.
So don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally because I find, and it's hard. It really is, but I find that when people keep it too personal,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to negotiate. So you have to kind of remove that. So we go through our, I call it a 7-step process. Sometimes it's 5. It just really depends on the property, where it's located. Because as you know, we have waterfront and not waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
We have really good sought after areas and not so much. So it just depends on where it is. And, you know, we set our plan, our marketing, and I'll be honest with you, most of the marketing happens in the first 14 days.
Oh, okay.
That's when you have the most opportunity to get in front of the most people. So we talk through that. And then we also have that uncomfortable conversation up front of, what if we don't get offers?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? How comfortable? And I usually say to my clients, or what I like to recommend is, don't tell me your floor. Because I don't want to know that.
Right.
But do tell me how comfortable you are with moving the needle if we're not getting offers. And generally, a general rule of thumb, even in the market we're in, if we're not getting offers, if we're getting showings and not offers,
mm-hmm.
we're slightly overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
If we're getting no showings and no offers, we're about 5 to 7% above what the market says we should be.
Interesting. Okay, that's very interesting. We're talking with Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group affiliated with Levin Rinke Realty. If you've got a question for Wayne about the market here in Pensacola area, or if you have a question about his business specifically, or you just want to send in a comment, 850-437-1620. And we're talking about your process. So it's very yep. interesting to me to understand how you approach it with your client.
Yeah, definitely. So we have all those conversations up front. What I have found is, you know, I've been doing this for about 8 years now. And what I've found is the more we talk about up front, the easier it is on everybody in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to do a few what-if scenarios so that sellers will understand. And I have to step back a little bit. I'm in the market every day. My
right.
team and I do anywhere. We're not a mega team. So we do anywhere between 50 and 60 deals a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's averaging about one deal a week is
okay.
what we do. Everybody on the team. And I have a smaller team. We're growing, but
mm-hmm.
we're a little smaller right now. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. And I say this all the time. You know, there are memes out there you may have seen. It's so funny. You know, if every other career was like a real estate career. I don't post a lot of that stuff just because I try to keep more things relevant to my clients,
mm-hmm.
not just, hey, look at me. But what I say to everybody is no matter who you use, I would love for everybody to work with me. But the great thing about real estate is there's a personality for everyone.
Sure.
I may not be your cup of tea. Maybe you want somebody a little more analytical, or maybe you want somebody whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the biggest thing for you as a consumer, if you're going to buy or sell a house, is to make sure you're working with somebody who is actively working in the market.
Right.
And the reason I say that is not because I'm the one, but because we know what's going on in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And that can save you money on either side.
So I'm hearing what you're saying. You're not a part-time realtor.
I am not part-time. I am probably double-time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love to work. It's just who I am. I do love to take my vacations, but if even on vacation I'm working. But, you know, I love it. I love to work. I love to meet people. I love to help people. And that's why this is a good career for me,
mm-hmm.
because if you couldn't tell, I don't like to talk a whole lot. So, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One of the first things I had to learn, and my grandma always told me, you know, you've got two of these, two ears, pointing at my ears. You've got two of these and one of these for a reason, right? I had to learn that.
You and me both. I've had that said to me a few times as well, but that's why you're so wonderful at theater. But, you know, when you think about it, it makes sense to me to have that theatrical side of your life. Really probably enhances your ability to sell, quite frankly, and to be able to present. In theater, you're presenting something. And so now you're presenting someone's home in its best light. And that's what theater's all about.
It really is. And, you know, I have tried throughout life to pull experiences from everything I've done. The military has helped me be, systematic in what I do. And the theater has helped me be comfortable in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even I finished my degree at UWF because I was military. So I had a few credits from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I pulled them all together. And for my first, I don't know, half a year at UWF, I really wanted to do a career in public speaking. But it got to a point where all the classes were during the day because you can't really, at least back then, you couldn't do online public speaking.
Right.
And I was still working full-time at Baptist Hospital. Mm-hmm. I was a manager at Baptist. So I did a few of those, and that really helped me. You know, public speaking really helped me just be more confident in who I am and what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that combined with theater really helps me with negotiating.
Right.
And negotiating is part of what I love about this job, really, because you can get into situations. It just really depends on who's on the other side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably hear this agent saying this a lot. It really matters who you work with.
That's right.
And I say I give everybody a chance, but there are people that aren't as good at it. Now, does that mean they can't be a good realtor? No, it doesn't. But negotiating is a huge part of what we do. And the way we work in real estate is we work for whoever we represent.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm representing you as a seller, my job is to make you the most money I can.
Right.
Whether that's the purchase price, reducing how many repairs we do, a quicker closing, who's paying what at the closing table. And those are all things that, you know, negotiating has helped me be better at with winning deals.
Right, right. There's definitely a skill to that.
Definitely.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group, and he has a whole team working with him and is affiliated with one of the best firms in the area, Levin Reinke Realty. We just have a few minutes left, so I have a couple of thoughts about this. Is there anything that you wanted to mention we haven't mentioned yet, and we need to definitely mention how to get in touch with you?
Yes. So it's pretty easy to get in touch with me. You can call, you can text, you can email. The best way, the easiest thing to remember is our website.
Mm-hmm.
It's peacockgroup.info. Now, there's a certain big conglomerate television that owns everything peacock.com.
Oh, that's right.
So if you try to find me on .com, you'll end up watching TV.
but the NBC Peacock.
Exactly. Okay. Peacockgroup.info, I-N-F-O. That's how you find me. My phone number is 850-706-4972. That comes to me directly.
Okay.
Really check out our website. I'm a little bit of a geek. I've found this new platform that allows me to have control of my website.
Oh, I love that.
And I absolutely love it. There's some gaps in there I'm working on, so
Okay. Be
nice to me. But it's got our YouTube on there, my Instagram, and I do most all this myself. I do have someone who helps me out, my assistant, Anita. If you reach out, you may hear from her. But I do most of this myself because with the theater background, I love it.
Well, you're creative. You're very talented.
Yeah, so. I'm not shy of being in front of the camera. But a couple of things to just kind of throw out there for everybody before we finish up is our market is doing really well right now.
That was my next question. Yes.
Yep, although it is sluggish for this time of year for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you price your home well and you do the work, i.e., curb appeal, cut the grass, get rid of the dead plants. I'm not saying you have to put $100,000 into it. Clean goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and start thinking about it. Pack things up. Store them in the garage. Store them wherever. Just so you have to put yourself when you're selling in the buyer's shoes.
Right.
And look at your house like, would I buy this house again?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good way to look at it. Our average price point in the area right now for this year is around $413,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean we don't still have entry-level and what I call first-time home buyer homes. Mm-hmm. We do have some of those. We still have fixer-uppers and things. But keep that in mind. And it is going to depend on the area, the property size, you know, are you in a good school district? All mm-hmm. those things do affect pricing. And be prepared if you're a seller. We've talked more about sellers this time. Next time we can focus on buyers. But if you are a seller, just be prepared. Homes are on the market an average of 66 days.
Wow, okay.
Before they get a contract.
So now would be a good time to have that conversation with
yes.
you to come up with a plan.
Yes, definitely. And hey, I'm always happy to answer any questions. No pressure from me, even if you're not ready to sell. I want to be a resource. That's part of why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love hearing that you have so many different things that you offer to your clients. I know that you have a passion for this. And so I have to ask this question because it's the first time on the air with us. What is your favorite thing? What is your favorite moment, the favorite thing that you love about what you do?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I do enjoy negotiating when I can.
That's so interesting because for someone like me, that's my least favorite part of it all.
I love it. I love negotiating. Just knowing that we're getting to a win-win situation for the clients is great. It's really good relationship building with the other agents because mm-hmm. that's very important. But the other thing, of course, is, you know, I love closing day. Who doesn't? I love that.
Yes.
Here's your key. But really, I love it when my clients stay in touch and send me the before and afters.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a few clients who every time they do something, and it's been years, even my clients in North Carolina, they'll still send me, hey, remember I wanted to do such and such. We finally did it. Here's
wow.
the picture.
I love
and
that.
And I love that because I love seeing what people do, and, mm-hmm. and it's always good to help other people with ideas.
Well, having known you as long as I have, I know that relationship is important to
yes.
you. And so if you work with Wayne, I have no doubt that he will take good care of you because I've known him for a long, long time. And to be able to bring this creativity, your professionalism, the discipline that you learned in the military, all the different things that have led up to you having this career is a bonus for me as a buyer or seller.
Well, thank you, ma'am. That's always been my goal. And, you know, like I said, I want to be a resource, but I also want to make people feel confident and comfortable when they're, you know, making the largest purchase that most people make in their lifetime.
Oh, it can be very intimidating, especially mm-hmm. if you're a first-time home buyer.
Yes.
So there's lots of help out there for that financially.
Definitely.
Well, we can talk about that, and we're going to have you come back again on the
yes.
show. I'm super excited that you're going to be here with us. And again, if you have heard Wayne this morning, it's Wayne Peacock. It's the Peacock Group. He's a realtor here in the Pensacola area, and you cover a pretty broad range, correct, broad area?
Yeah, I'm also licensed in Alabama because I'm a little
that's
bit
important.
Crazy.
No, that's important. Important to know because we have listeners in Alabama.
Yeah. So my team and I, we cover a large area. We cover generally from Navarre, and then we'll go over to Orange Beach and up to Fairhope.
Okay, that's a pretty big area.
So we kind of cover, there are five of us right now on the team.
Excellent. Okay, if you just joined us, we are about to say goodbye to Wayne Peacock. He's with the Peacock Group. He's a realtor here in this area. He has affiliation with Levin Rinke Realty. Best phone number?
The best phone number is going to be 850-706-4972.
Okay, Wayne, I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I'm so happy that you are participating in our community in the so many ways that you
yes,
do.
I love it.
All right.
Pensacola. Thank you.
Me too. Thanks for being on Pep Talk.